Over the past 5 years, there's been a 30% drop in the number of students enrolled at USM. And now, President David Flanagan says the university is facing a $16 million deficit for fiscal year 2016. To solve this problem, Flanagan says there are two options: restructure or raise tuition.
We would have had to have raised tuition from $7,600 to $10,000. And to me, that kind of jump would be totally inconsistent with the mission of a public university to be affordable and accessible.
Flanagan says the obvious choice is to restructure. He says he wants to right-size the number of faculty and courses with the number of students. This means eliminating some programs, such as French and the Masters in Applied Medical Sciences, while consolidating others, including economics and business. Overall, it will cut 50 faculty positions. And Flanagan says USM hopes to accomplish this through early retirement rather than layoffs. He says this is the first comprehensive plan USM has had in years to address its fiscal issues, and the university will come out stronger, more metropolitan.
And that means having more focus, not trying to offer the maximum number of courses, but to focus on areas of particular interest to Southern Maine and to get people ready for jobs in this area, as well as having a quality general education.
But economics professor Michael Hillard says he can't understand why two positions in his department will be cut, especially given the ample number of students.
We're down two faculty in the last couple of years, partly because of the retrenchments last spring. And, you know, there's nothing about our department that isn't absolutely thriving. You know, they want classes that average 20 to 25 students. All of our classes have 35 to 40 students.
One of those students is senior Neil Young. He says he actually transferred to a more expensive private school his junior year in pursuit of a better education.
Only to find that I could get a better education here at USM.
One that he now fears will be weakened with the planned cuts. Many faculty struggled to make sense of the plan, including associate music professor Paul Christensen.
I don't know how you want to attract students to this university when you keep cutting the core asset that you have, which is your faculty.
Adjunct professor of linguistics Connor Quinn says he's skeptical that USM's financial situation is as dire as the administration is painting it.
So, for example, one of the problems they keep talking about is, you know, how low enrollments are. Oh, no, my God, enrollments are low. Not mentioning the fact that, for example, some classes, enrollment's been suppressed. They literally haven't let students sign up for these classes.
Quinn thinks USM administration is using the guise of fiscal crisis and restructuring purely to eliminate full-time faculty for cheaper adjunct professors like himself. Professor Susan Feiner, co-president of the faculty union, wonders why the University of Maine system won't devote any of its $183 million reserve fund towards preserving USM faculty and implementing a strategy to stabilize USM.
We've got a fabulous location, we have a brilliant faculty, and this should be a destination school, and no one has paid any attention to USM except to cut and cut and cut.
History professor Eileen Egan says realistically, some cuts are probably necessary. But she, like many other faculty, say any cuts or consolidation should be carefully considered to ensure USM meets the needs of its students. President David Flanagan says there will be opportunities to amend the academic alignment plan. But as he puts it, quote, "We either change or we die. And it's time," he says, "for USM to change." For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.